Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Open Soliloquy. I've been kind of MIA recently, so I apologize for that. I have been having so much going on in my life recently. I'm starting a new job, I'm moving in a couple of months, and I feel like right now I'm just really in the season of just leaning on my faith and looking to God to go in the next step of my life path and journey, and just kind of really leaning into surrendering everything to God and just going with the flow of the plans He has next for me. It's been very challenging as someone who used to be such a perfectionist and so controlling over every little thing in my life. And, you know, that used to cause me so much anxiety and so much stress and worry for no reason, because at the end of the day, you can only control what you can control. And a lot of times that's not much. You know, you can control the amount of effort you're putting into your life. You can control what you're prioritizing, but as far as what God has in store for you, that's going to happen regardless of what you think should be happening or not. Like, I truly feel that everything happens for a reason, and what is meant for you is not going to pass you. I think God is going to open those doors for you, and I feel like if He really wants you to go through it, then He will push you through it. I think a lot of times, like, yes, we do have free will. And so, you know, God is perfect, but he's not going to put us here to have a perfect life. You know, he's giving us that free will so that we're able to make those choices. And even though we have free will, I think that there are things that God is just going to put us through. An example of this is my previous job work. I feel like there came a point when I just needed to be done. Like, I truly feel like I was at a point where I just felt stuck and I wasn't happy anymore. And it was physically and mentally and emotionally draining me to go to this place every single day. And I love the people that work there. It had nothing to do with that, but it felt like I was stuck. It felt like I was putting myself in an endless cycle, and I wasn't allowing myself to grow. And if anything, it felt like I was just holding myself back. And oftentimes I would catch myself while working just thinking, gosh, there's got to be so much more out there. There's got to be more to life than just this. Like, this cannot be my life. I just knew that, not that I was meant for more, but that I was meant to be doing something else. Like, for me, I knew there was more out there than what I was currently doing. And so I had been looking for jobs, like, on and off throughout my years working there. And I just felt it to be so true whenever I had went to do an interview at another place. And for whatever reason, that job didn't work out. Which, by the way, I will never be hurt by getting rejected from really anything, because I feel like ultimately rejection is just God's way of saying this is not for you. So I honestly try to never take that personally, because while it may sting a little for like the first 30 seconds, I'm like, no, it wasn't meant for me. Like, there's no reason to be sad. Like, it's just not, it's, God doesn't want that for me. And so I try to never take that personally, and I try to never get hurt by that, because rejection is just God's redirection. I truly 100% believe in that. And so for whatever reason, that job didn't work out for me. And I remember going to one of my coworkers, because I did tell her that I was interviewing at other places, because I really do love these coworkers, and like, they really did have my best interest at heart. And she was definitely someone that I could really rely on to give me advice. And I love her so much for that. I really do appreciate the friendship that we have. And so I remember telling her after that rejection, and I was just like, you know, I think I'm just gonna stay here. I think I'm gonna stop looking for jobs, and I think I'm just gonna stay here. And then a few days later, which is so crazy, that's when the whole position being eliminated company-wide thing happened, and me choosing to take the severance. Like, it just felt like it was God's way of being like, look, this is not for you, and it was like he was tired of me just continuously staying in a place where I knew I wasn't happy. And he was like, you need to go. Like, I'm opening the door for you to leave. Like, your position is no longer, it doesn't exist. Like, your job is no longer a thing. Like, literally, please go through this door. I'm giving you severance. Like, take it, wrap it up, put a bow on it, and was like, please take this gift and go. And so I truly believe that, like, God will push you through a door when needed, when it's necessary. I feel like he will do that. And I truly don't mean for this to be such a God-based or like Christian-based podcast, but God is such a huge part of my journey and such a huge part of my life. And so a lot of times I will be discussing God and like the lessons I'm learning and going through. And so if that's something that bothers you or offends you, I'm truly sorry, but this is my life and this is what I experience. And I just want to share that because I think for me, God is such a beautiful and huge aspect of my life. And it would be wrong of me to leave that out. But yeah, I am starting a new job soon, and I'm very excited for this new journey of my life. It's something completely different, but I'm very excited to see where this takes me and how I'm able to grow and evolve in this new role. I am also moving soon. If you didn't know, I do live in Dallas, and I've lived here for about 2 years now, and I absolutely love it. I think for me, because I grew up in a place called Wiley, and it's kind of a small town. It's a little country-ish. And for me, I just love the city. Like, ever since I went to New York, I have been obsessed. Like, I love the fast pace. I love the noise. And so I think that's why I'm so attracted to Dallas, because it has that essence, but then it also has that small town feel. Like, I feel like everyone in Dallas, like, it's a big city, but it's so interconnected. And I feel like everyone knows everyone. And you'll soon realize once you get here that, like, everyone is connected like that. And I love that there's also, like, the quietness. Like, you can get outside, there's grass, you can go on the trail. Like, I love that it has both of the aspects of like a small quiet town, but then also that city life. And so I love it here, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. So I'm very excited to be moving, and I'm really glad that I'm able to stay here in Dallas, because I do love it here. But yeah, that journey has been nice, because I do have a locator. And I'm telling you, if you're ever moving, please use a locator, because they are so beneficial and it's free. Like, literally, they're there to help you. So just, I would suggest 100% to use a locator, because it's so nice. and create such a good experience. So in the last episode, I did mention how I wanted to do a separate podcast discussing the different ways in which letting go has presented itself in my life. And those categories that I came up with were how letting go showed up in my cheer life, in my work life, with my family, with my friendships, and with my relationships. And I think this is just a great way to go ahead and segue into that. And this first part is going to be about how letting go has shown up in my work and cheer life. I think for me, the example I just gave about my job was definitely my way of learning to just let go of what I thought I needed to be at. I mean, deep down, I did know that, like, I needed to leave, but there was no security, you know, because life still moves on. I still have to pay my bills. I still have to. And so just leaving without having that backup plan for me would have been very scary and very risky because, you know, there was no guarantee that I would be having money coming in. And that was scary. But I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna give it all to God. Like, I'm not worrying about this anymore. I'm just going to take this as a sign that, like, I need to move on. I need to go. And that's exactly what I did. I let go of the idea of, honestly, I just let go of the worries. I let go of worrying about not having a job and worrying about what's going to come next. And instead just decided to put all my faith in God and take this job loss as a sign from God that this is my next step. And so, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking, but ultimately I knew that that was God and that his plan for me was so much bigger. So having that faith allowed me to be stress-free in a way. You know, luckily, or not luckily, because I don't really believe in luck, but thankfully I had family that was able to support me and help me in any way that I needed. And I'm very thankful for that. And I also had the severance that allowed me to go on this journey of finding a new job and not having to worry about the financial side of it. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity. And it really taught me so much on how to just give all of my worries and fears and doubts and stress to God and just let it be. Let whatever's supposed to be coming to me come to me and not have expectations and just live life. And this kind of reminds me of something I said in the first episode, but it's definitely about experience. Like, I would not be able to speak to you all about this had I not gone through it myself. I probably wouldn't be as faithful as I am now had I not experienced that experience, because it taught me how much I truly believe in God and his plans for me. And because of this experience, our relationship has grown so deeply, and it makes me so appreciative because I feel like faith and your relationship with God is something that only you would be able to understand. The relationship between you and God is so intimate and so personal, and it's not for anyone else to understand but you. And so had I not gone through this experience and had I not had the signs from God and had those conversations with him, I would probably not have, no, I know for a fact, I would not have as much faith in him as I do now had I not gone through that. So for that, I am forever grateful. And that's why I say, like, One, you have to get dirty. Like, you have to experience those low lows sometimes to see that faith, to make you a believer. And like, I'm just so grateful for that experience, because while it was scary, and for some people, like before, I would have been freaking out. I would have been bawling my eyes out. I would have been stressed out, because I was always someone that was a perfectionist, loved to have everything planned out like 10 steps ahead. And you can't do that when you're in this position. And at this point, my only option was to lean on God, because if I didn't, I was gonna make myself go crazy. Like, truly, this could have been make or break for me. But because of my faith, and because I decided that this was going to be a pivotal moment in my life that was going to shoot my trajectory upwards, that's why I truly feel that everything has worked out for me in the way that it has, because I allowed myself to follow the path that God set before me. I decided to blindly trust Him, and I feel like that's why I'm being rewarded in the way that I am and in the way that I have been. And so I'm truly grateful. And two, sometimes, especially in the beginning stages of being a believer in God, oftentimes to build that relationship, not that God has to prove Himself to us in any way, shape, or form, but sometimes it's easier for our human minds to understand when we are given a gift from God. And so sometimes you have to pray for signs. Sometimes you pray for like gifts, essentially, like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna afford this, like, and then you ask God for help, like, and then somehow, some way, you are rewarded a financial gift to be able to pay for something, or all of a sudden a bill is paid for just out of the kindness of someone else's heart. So it's like, sometimes you have to see those rewards from God to then be able to be like, okay, I see this relationship. I see that you are answering me. I see the communication that you're giving me. And sometimes that's what it takes for people to actually start believing. And so for me, this was almost, I mean, this was a gift from God for me. This was a sign from Him. It was a gift, and it was a physical form of the communication that we had been having and sharing. And I think that's beautiful. Like, obviously, you'd never want your relationship with God to feel transactional. And not that it is, but in the beginning of building that relationship with God, it's normal for it to seem that way. Some people just have to see those physical blessings to truly believe and understand in God. And so, yeah, for some people, that's what it takes. And having that blessing is something that I will forever be grateful for. So I was gonna also talk about how I have let go in the cheer world, and I would do that and include that in this episode, but I fear that I could talk about cheer for forever, and so I think that might be the next episode. Just because there's so much I want to cover, and I want to make sure that I'm able to cover it all in a decent amount of time. So with that being said, that is going to be it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it and got to learn something. I hope there was something in here for you to take away that maybe you could even incorporate into your own life and work on incorporating letting go and not having such crazy expectations, and learning to follow God or your higher power, whatever it is that you believe in. And oftentimes you'll find that you'll end up right where you're supposed to be. As always, I want y'all to know that I see you, I value you, and I appreciate you. And in the life where we constantly have the choice, I hope you choose to be happy, grateful, and kind. As always, I love you all. Take care and go live the beautiful life you were meant to. Bye, y'all.